שהוא נפש החיים, שער דלת. The last, towards the end of the 30th period, פרק למד. וזהו שאמרנו בפרק התורה. So just to what we had in this parak till now, we connected the connection between mitzvahs and Torah. How those two things, Torah without mitzvahs is not considered, even though Torah is the biggest kedusha and everything's, all the kedusha of all the mitzvahs come from it, but Torah without mitzvahs is not considered. He's not going to say anything, he's going to say, and mitzvahs without Torah is also the same thing. We need both. And he said some kind of explanation over here towards we had last week. He explains that in order to have Kedusha, we have to have a Kli Kibbol. We have to have something that, where it, the Kli Kibbol is our guf, the mitzvahs is what really makes it possible for Kedusha to come into us. When we don't have mitzvahs, even if you have Torah, because since you say to yourself that Torah is such a high level, and it's the greatest thing in the world, and it brings to the most kedusha. So, forget about the mitzvahs. That I said won't work. Now he says, "V'zeu sha'amru b'perik ha'Torah," which is Avos. The sixth perik in Avos is called Perik ha'Torah because it's all about the chashivas of Torah. G'day l'Torah shi nesenes chaim lo'iseha. This is a very, very strange. You have it over there? Where it is? In the ever? Here. It's over here on the. Page Resh Pei Gimel, the second to the last paragraph. Resh Pei Gimel in the big prints. V'zeu shama perik ha'Torah. G'day l'Torah shi nesenes chaim lo'iseha. Great is the Torah that it gives life to those who oiseha. So the Nefesh HaChaim has a diktuk over here in the Mishnah. Why does it say lo'iseha? It should say v'loimer l'lomdea or lo'iskeha. We know there's such a thing as lasik v'divrei Torah or loimer Torah. What's oise Torah? I don't oise Torah. No one's oise Torah. You don't do Torah. It's like a you do mitzvahs and you learn Torah. You don't do Torah. I mean, maybe people talk like that, but that's not the right way to describe it. So he says what we're referring to over here is Ela loiseh ratzalaymar shatori nasenes chayim ad chay ad. It gives life forever. Ukedusha gam loisa mitzvah ksuvah b'seicha. It's referring to that the person who does mitzvahs also gets Kedusha Satayra, because we said this a few times, that all mitzvahs have in it the Kedusha. The fact that it says in the Torah, V'lekach t'lchem b'yam arishayim, the fact that the Torah is a pasuk, the Torah says to take a lulav, that gives Kedusha to the mitzvah of lulav. Because the fact that it's written in the Torah, we spoke about this, that everything really stems from the Torah. So, ad k'dei kach, that's what it means over here, nesenes chaim lo'iseha. The Torah has the ability to give Kedusha into a person when he does the mitzvahs. That's why it says such a funny lashon of lo iseha. V'lchein omer b'tanchuma sha'af im hu tzadik ve'ein oisk b'torah. Now it's the other side, the flip side. Till now we spoke about someone who learns Torah and doesn't do mitzvahs. Now he says about a person who's a tzadik. A tzadik means someone who keeps all the mitzvahs. But he doesn't learn Torah. He has no shaykhs to Torah. Ein b'yodei klum chas v'shalom. This is a very powerful lashon of Tanchuma. That means from all the Midrashim he found, this Lashon is a Lashon that sounds very extreme, but he's bringing out a point that without mitzvahs, without Torah, and Torah without mitzvahs. He keeps him going back that you need both. You can't have no such thing as a person who only learns Torah, and no such thing in a person who only does mitzvahs. You need both in order for a person to have the Kedusha of the mitzvahs and Kedusha of Torah. V'atam b'zeh gam ken k'moshin isbar l'mala. So why is it that if I do mitzvahs, I need also to learn Torah? So he's going to add something now, which is very interesting, that the Kedusha, we spoke about that the Kedusha of mitzvahs come from the Torah, the Kedusha stems from the pasuk in the Torah, but there's also something you have to learn Torah to get Kedusha. What happens is like this, that your neshama is like this receptor for the Kedusha, it could only bring Kedusha into yourself through having Torah within your system, and only if you're actually doing Maisa Mitzvahs. There's two things that are needed to have Kedusha Satara. This is an ingredient that's needed. We need both. You need the Torah and the Mitzvahs in order to have Kedusha. That's what it keeps on getting back. That even though Torah is way greater than any Mitzvah in the Torah, and it brings to the biggest Kedusha in the world, we said, and it brings you to the heights which no other Kedusha you could get from any Mitzvah. and it's the most kashas of mitzvah. You get the most char and everything about it, but it doesn't work if you don't have mitzvahs. It has to be lemaisa. It has to be, we have to do maisa mitzvahs and we have to have the Torah, and both of them are needed. Our neshama is like the broker. He's like the, to bring the kedusha in, we have to learn Torah, but your guf has to do maisa mitzvahs. That's what's happening over here. Shamekar b'mekar sharsh and kshuris atluyas v'sidu pirkei merkava elamas v'kechomis kleichs al yoinim. Torah is a very, very extremely, it's the highest in the highest spheres. It's like somewhere you can't reach, you can't touch. It's something that's above everything. And it, when it is Torah, so it comes down to all, through all the mitzvahs, through yourself, it comes. Everything stems from the Torah. So just to recap over here, there's an interesting point about this. I want to just point out that I would say to myself that if there's Torah in the world, so the Torah is Mashpia Kedusha in the world. Why does it have to be dafka me? This Talmid Chacham sitting and learning. So there's Kedusha. It's coming down to the world of Kedusha. So when I do a mitzvah, so it's, Nefesh Chaim seems to say that in order for us to get the proper Kedusha Satira in within ourselves, is we have to have two things. First of all, you have to actually learn Torah. Now, he doesn't say you have to learn the part of Torah of that mitzvah. That might be a plus. But it doesn't have to be. You can learn any part of Torah, because Torah is all connected as one. It's like there's some kind of connection. You can learn Baba Metziah and still get the Kedusha Mitzvah Tefillah in the morning. But you have to have some Torah in your system in order for the mitzvahs to have Ashpah on you. How are you going to say to yourself, I don't understand what's going on? Everybody learns in Yeshiva. Some people are learning and some people are in Balabat and they don't. So Rabbi Yisham thought about this, and Rabbi Yisham makes sure that it says in Chazal that no Yid goes without 3 days without learning Torah. First of all, everybody hears Kriyas HaTorah. There's so many psukim that we say in davening. There's so many parts of Torah that people, even on the simplest level, every single person actually bumps into some kind of chelik of Torah. There's no person that doesn't have, if you're part of the from society, and you're doing anything you're supposed to be doing, even if you're not so kovei to Torah, there's still you're bumping into. The Gemara in Durham says, even Kriya Shema is the words of, has a chashivas of Torah. I'm not saying it should be yoitza, and Brachon shouldn't be used this as a heter to take off, but the word is that every single person has shachas to Kedusha Torah. The Torah bumps into you all the time. If a person chas shom didn't daven three tefillas, and he didn't have shachas to any Torah, and he totally for a week, he disconnected himself, so he has no shachas to Torah. But a person who has any type of, he's doing what he's supposed to be doing, he gets automatically, he gets into Torah. He's a, the inyanim about the Kedusha Torah that comes into film. Why do they have all these psukim? You say, a lot of people read it right after you put on film. Part of that, the inyan is, because by saying those psukim, so not only have the milah of the mitzvah film, you also have the Kedusha mitzvah film that comes through the psukim Torah. That's one level. But even if you didn't say those psukim, the fact that you learned Bar Mitzvah during the day, the fact that you learned Shnanot, the fact that you learned El Mitzvah Samafkid, the fact that you learned the Pasuk Chumash, the fact that you learned some Halacha, that brings Kedusha. May all the mitzvahs that you do have actually somewhere with, so the mitzvahs make the person a clay kibble for Kedusha, the mitzvah that we're supposed to be doing every single day, and the Torah actually makes us full of Kedusha, but you need both. Each part compensates the other part. That means you need both the Torah and Tefillah. Person can't use only Torah and mitzvahs. You can't only have either Torah or mitzvahs. That's what he said in this whole parak. You put together the two, the tremendous milah about Torah, how greater it is than mitzvahs. But even so, don't forget about mitzvahs have a tremendous effect on the kedusha that Torah has effect on you. So mele, when you do what you're supposed to be doing, your tzitzis, your tefillin, your any mitzvah you do, any chesed, anything you're doing, the maisa mitzvahs you do, that actually has, makes like he gives a mashal before, he said like a nair before. Kedimin or b'li apsila, just like you have, if you don't have a kli with the wick, with the oil, you can't have that flame on top. So too, our kedusha that comes through Torah, that neshama, our neshama to be ignited, only comes through the fact that we do our maisa mitzvahs. That builds actually, that makes it that we have over here the yicholis to mekabel kedusha Torah. So when we do what we're supposed to be doing, both mitzvahs and Torah, then we have the shpitz about the Torah and the mitzvahs together. Perek 31, Perek 31. After I explained to you how great the Kedusha HaTorah is, Eisek HaTorah Mechaperes HaKol Avoyin Shal Nefesh HaChetas. Eisek HaTorah, says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, is mechaper on all the averis of a person who does averis. K'mamaran, like a Gemara in Menachos, Ma'adik Sivzois Torah Lo'olam Min Cholchatas La'osham. U'masik, the Gemara comes on Maskana. Kol Oisk B'Torah Ein Etzarech. Listen to this. Lo'olam Lo'mincha Lo'chatas La'osham. V'chenu B'tamchum Parasav. Pel D'Gezach. A person who learns Torah does not need a different form of kapara. Now, this is going to be very negeya. This next week starts a minig of kadmonim called shevavim. Shevavim is a tkufa where the parsha is from. Shevavim stands for Shmoyz Ve'era Boy B'Shalach Yisrael Mishpatim. What does that mean? That the kadmonim, it's not from the Arizal, even before the Arizal, they were kaveya that these, just like Klal Yisrael, went into Mitzrayim and came out of Mitzrayim and were makabel the Torah. What does that mean that they went into Mitzrayim? Why did they go into Mitzrayim, come out of Mitzrayim? There was a certain kura barazah. There was a cleansing. It was a place where, let's say, you're taking one of refinery for gold. They put it through, they melted in a melting, boiling hot furnace, and they would clear all the clear stuff would either settle or come to the top, and the other stuff would fall to the bottom or the other way around. They would be dividing up the clear, the gold or the silver. What are you doing? So the Torah calls us going to Mitzrayim like a Korah Barazel, which we went through in order for Klai Yisrael to become Klai Yisrael and get Kedushas Yisrael. We had to have some kind of cleansing system in order to get us ready to get Kabbalah Satoira and get our Shechina in Klai Yisrael and get Kedushas Yisrael. So every year Klai Yisrael goes through the parasha. It's not just reading the parasha, just listening to the parasha and just something's happening. It's something we go through again through these parashas. There's some kind of, we're going through Mitzrayim, we're actually some kind of form of going through Mitzrayim and coming out on a more, on a cleaned from our, all our begamim, and even any type of various that have a very hard time doing tshuva, especially in Yonah Kedusha. That's what it says in Svaram. It says, so that this tkufa is a time where the person could actually be mechapar on all his averis. That's what it says in the Ksavim of the Arizal, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Be'er Heitu brings about, they used to have a minig to fast every Thursday. Says Reb Chaim Volozhin, not over here. Reb Chaim Volozhin is in Kesser Rosh. B'shem de Goyim. And if anyone needs other Makairis, there's a Chidah. If anyone, there's a Chidah, also brings the same thing. And also, the B'nai Sassah brings the same thing from the Marsham. There's whatever, all Svarim you have, you could have Chassidish, you have Litvish or Svaradish, whatever you want. Bring down the Makair that someone who's oisik and limud haTorah does not need a different tikkun. If he's oisik and Torah. Now, oisik and Torah could be, maybe it means l'shma, and maybe it means like you have to really be oisik and Torah. But just to say how powerful this is, it's a l'maisik thing about limud haTorah that it's mashpia on a person. That a person who's oisik and Torah really cleans a person and makes a person mechapan as a virus. At kedei kach, the B'chaim Moshe brings down that a person's oisik and Torah, he doesn't need any other tikkunim. So, whatever, maybe if you're maybe, I think the Chassid Shasfarim say at least you should sing Tillim on Shabbos or Tillim that, or maybe a half a day if people, they should even maybe a Tainus Dibur part of time, or maybe learn Torah Beretz Tzifus or something. There are different things, different Nekudas. A person should know there's a special Tkufa for a person to get, have a Kapara. But a Kapana, you see over here in Kedushas Yisrael, with a person to get Kedushas Yisrael, the same thing we're talking about the whole time, that's what he means over here. Mizeh Tam Damkein, since Torah is such a Kaddish and such a elevated thing above, beyond everything else, it could actually take you and mamish make you a new person. Torah. That's what Eiska Torah has the ability to do. And whoever learns Torah, loy tzarech, loy oyla, loy chatas, loy mincha, loy osham. Halavai sheniska. Ubishmo Yisrael beperek lamed ches, k'chu imachem dvarim, v'shuva l'ashem. L'fishi Yisrael oimrim, there's a medrish. Ani emanu, ve'ein lanu lahavi karbonis. This is even a time when there is a Beis HaMikdash. Like people, someone asked me when I was learning this, he said, well, some time in a Beis HaMikdash, no karbanas, just go to the Beis HaMikdash? I don't know. It doesn't sound that, I don't think that's the pshat. I think if you mechuyev a carbon, mechuyev a carbon. Mechuyev a carbon, you mechuyev a carbon. But in Tkufa, you don't have a carbon, you have to know that Torah is mechaper. There's other ways of doing kapara. There's it says in Ben Yoin, there's surah, there's other things. But a kapara, eska Torah is a mechaper. Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, dvarim ani mevakish. Says over here that Hashem asks, I have one thing, one bakasha from you. You have a virus. He said, you can't bring a carbon. Sit and learn. Try to learn a block Gemara. I forgot to say, I think the Bnei Saska or someone I saw one on his farm bring down, the person during Shalva Mishut Chazer, he learned two blad a day Gemara Rashi Tosfos. Just 2 blad a day, that's all. Just 2 blad a day. I don't want the guys to stop learning Second Seder over here and start learning a different system, but I'm just saying, the word is, you see that having a machshev about sitting and learning and breaking your head and trying to figure out a Tosfos and just working out a piece of Gemara, a Rashi, trying to figure it out, that's Kapara, that's Dvaran, that's what Hashem asked for you. Upatanchum of Yaakov, Be'inyin Va'ara, Ha'aran Amru, Shunoisav Nisem She'Yisrael, Shatar Shabay Noisav Nisem She'Yisrael. It says in Tanchuma that the Aron, which is the Torah, carries the Averis of Kal Yisrael. Uvetan Debel Yo. It's fascinating the amount of Midrashim that Chaim Volozhin brings down. It's mamish. It is the amount of Midrashim, every single one, how he picks. And all the people of Mis'amik, Reb Chaim Volozhin, have a whole bunch of other Midrashim which say something similar, and they try to figure out why Reb Chaim Volozhin picked these and not those, because each one is like another Knech. Uvetan Debel Yo, Say Del Yo, Rabbi Perikei, Adam Shabra, Averis Harba. Person Rachman al Sain was Oyra Veris Harba, the consul of Misa, even Chas Hashem and Shemaim. There's a gzeir on him. The Chazer Vasa Tshuva. What does he do? The Kaira Torah, Nevi'im Ksuvim. He reads Torah, Nevi'im Ksuvim. Shana Mishna, Medrash, Halach Zagodis, Veshimish Chachamim. It means you have to be Kabbalah from a Rebbe. That's what it means, Shimish Tamid Chachamim. You can't just do it on your own. Just sit there with a some Kabbalah from his Rebbe. Afilu Nigzrov, Me'ek Zeirois, Akosh Bochum Avir Memenu. Unbelievable. Even a person had 100 gzeiros against him. He's sitting and learning Torah. It's all bottled. I say, even Chaim Volozhin needed to show another medrash, and another medrash, another medrash. Don't think this is just a figure of speech. Don't think this is just an exaggeration. Don't think Chas Hashem Chazal. There's another. Look how many Chazal say the same exact Yisrael in different ways. Now he brings from the Zayar. I read the translation. Yud Pasach. Kama yesh lehem lebnei adam listakel b'avoydas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think it means mitzvahs, because that means avoyda. Kama yesh lehem listakel b'divrei Torah. Shekol misha oisk b'Torah kilu makriv kol ha-kabonis ha-oilam b'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Someone who learns Torah, he's bringing all the kabonis. V'lo oid HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechaper la-kol chatov v'metakim le-kama kisa ois le-oilam haba. There's another level. All the various of mechuper, and he has a couple of very, very comfortable couches waiting for him in whatever that means in Olam Haba. I don't know exactly what this means, but it must mean a darga of like covered and comfort or whatever it means in Olam Haba. They're going to massacre him kama kisos, because how many chairs can you sit on? You have a few chairs over there. What does it mean, a few chairs? It means some kind of chashuva throne over there. This is where he's meramis to. This is the famous Chaim Volozhin. I'll read it into maybe next week about what he writes about the Trevavim. There's another level. The Tmidin, which is something which is brought every single day, the Torah is even greater than that. So it says over here, we started now this new perek about how not only the Kedushas of Torah has an effect on mitzvahs and our day-to-day effect of Avodas Hashem. A person who feels he has an Averis, he should know that Torah is Mechaper, and the Torah is going to be a Kapara. And I would say even add Rabbeinu Yoyner. Rabbeinu Yoyner says, if you're having a hard time learning, or you're having a hard time figuring out the Gemara, he said that's Torah mitoch Yisurim. The Yisurim that you have, means the fact you're having a hard time learning, or figuring it out the Gemara, and you're having a hard time because you don't have a Cheshek to learn today, that's not only stop learning Torah, it's considered instead of Yisurim. So you have Torah mitoch Yisurim. That's even a level which is way more than what he's talking about. He's talking about regular Torah. So a person, it's Kilu B'mkayim Yisurim, Rabbeinu Yonah says. So a person, it's a win-win situation. A person who's learning, and he also has a hard time, maybe he's having a little bit of a hard time, or he didn't sleep last night, or even has a hard time figuring out Gemara. That is Torah mitoch Yisurim, which Ein L'cha Kapara, the biggest Kapara you could have.